to wrap up. We made it. Jen and I are here. Possible. Oh, you ready?
Yep.
Do you remember what the season two, what our season wrap up is, or do we need a refresher?
A refresher would probably be good. Yeah.
I feel like we did that really well. So on season one wrap up, we just talked about our DNFs and why we didn't finish them. And then we ranked all the books we read for season one. So this one is going to be fairly easy because we didn't have any DNFs for season two.
Yay.
Yeah. We shuffled some books, you know, to like season three in the four lineup, but there hasn't been anything that we both started reading and were like, just no. So
yeah.
I don't know if we just got lucky with a better selection, our tastes have improved, or it could be the complete opposite of the spectrum. Our tastes have completely declined. And there's
Well, and I feel like with this season, like the first season was a lot of the Jar books,
mm-hmm.
you know, and those are a lot of first time authors, or at least I think there were.
Mm-hmm. Or at least first time for us.
Yeah, first time for us. So we're like this one, these are tried and true authors that like we've either one of us had read and really liked, or what, I don't know. Did we have any Jar books on this season?
Yeah. No one has to know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think the others were pulled from that list that you shared.
Okay.
Because the ones that we shuffled were Jar books to make room. But then also some of them were just like books that some of them were books that you had previously read and then you needed somebody to read them so we can discuss, and or mm-hmm. it had been things that had new releases that came out that we needed to discuss as well. And then sometimes it was just a book that one of us read for a book club and we're like, hey, I read this book. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So like all the things. So I feel like this wrap-up is going to be very hard for you, because I think the first thing that we need to determine is in the ranking is the Sarah J. Maas. So are we doing like each individual book, or are we doing it as a series?
God, if we did each individual book, like we would be here for 20 years. Like we both have to retire. And just talk about the ranking of Sarah J. Maas's individual books for the rest of our lives. Because I feel like you and I would go round and round.
Yeah, we would. Okay, so we're going to do Crescent City, ACOTAR, Throne of Glass.
Yes. This is going to be so hard. I don't like this.
So technically for this, we have, because we did have some ones where we just had discussions. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 books. Because I'm just going to do the Bridge Kingdom as a duet to rank.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, hold on. Bridge, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, no, 10. I counted wrong. It's too early. It's too early. I'm trying to be count. I had to use all my fingers. My dad would be very proud of me.
Oh, I love you.
Oh my gosh. I'm so done. I'm so done. Okay, I know. Okay. I think I need to write some of these down. Okay. Well, I know what my number 10 is.
Ashes Told. Right?
Actually, no, that wasn't my number 10.
You what?
That wasn't my number 10.
All right. I guess we're going to keep it a surprise then.
Okay. I don't know. I'm assuming that's your number 10? Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it. Maybe I should change it. Okay, hold on. I think I'm going to write mine out really quick and then look. And you're going to go first. And then I'm going to go.
Okay.
It's really tough.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, this is really hard.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to change. Okay, let me start it. What's my number one? That might be easier. Man, that's going to be a tough one. You know what? I'm just kind of winging it. I'm going with what I feel and I'm not thinking about it.
Okay. Yep.
Are you already done?
Yep.
Shit. Okay, hold on. I started from one and went down instead of 10 to go up because I felt like that was easier. And now I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, I actually ended up switching. I actually went in a different ranking than I thought I would.
Well, fuck. Okay, so I guess I'm going to have to put this here even though I don't want to. Fuck. Fuck. Which ones am I missing? One, two, three. I did say 10, right?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah, that's what I have.
One, two, three. Okay. One, two, three. I think this is going to be really weird. I'm allowed to change my order, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got my ranking done. You go first. What's your number 10?
Oh, we're going to start at the bottom?
Yeah, I think we should start with 10 and then work our way up.
Okay. My number 10 ended up being No One Has to Know.
I'm changing my order.
Okay, I changed my mind. You can't change your order. It was just boring. It was just boring.
Okay, I'm changing two of mine. I'm making my number 10 No One Has to Know, too.
You're such a brat. Such a brat.
Well, no. So the last three, I was really confused on, and I just threw them down. But no, I'm lying. Okay, I'm going to go with my original order. My number 10 is Her Soul to Take.
Yeah.
That's my number 10.
That's interesting.
I just...
Why? Because the heroine was so stupid?
Yes.
That's fair.
I can't stand stupid main female characters.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's my number 10. I'm sticking with it this time. I'm going to erase my arrow. Okay.
All right, so what's your number 9?
Still beating.
Mine too!
So maybe I should go first instead of you.
That's funny. Yeah, mine too. Again.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if the author would have made her a stronger, I mean, obviously she has strength in some things because she survived and overcame and it just took time. But that doesn't make up for the stupidity at the beginning or the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I needed her to be that way the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 8, No One Has to Know. See, it wasn't that far off.
Yeah. Yeah. My number 8 is As She's Told.
Okay. No explanation needed for that one.
Yeah.
I have As She's Told is number 7.
That's where I have Her Soul to Take.
Oh, interesting.
Because I liked, you know, like, I liked it when I read it. Like, it was goodish.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy book 3 more than book 1. We might just have to read the whole series and then come back and talk about it as a whole.
Yeah.
Since it has 3 storylines happening at the same time. And the other two women seem way more smarter and not stupid, so.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so my number, what is this, 6?
6.
A Soul to Keep.
Oh. Crescent City.
Because
I only liked the first book.
Yeah. I don't know. There were Pegasuses in book 3 and their Rhysand was in book 2. So, like. Okay, so my. What number are we on?
5.
Sea of Ruin for me.
Okay. I put Akatar.
Dagger to the heart!
And I'm thinking, because I'm thinking of all the books that I have before, I would probably reread or get into the world more than Akatar. And the only reason why I read Akatar is for you, Jen.
Aww.
So.
I hurt you. I also hit myself really hard.
Okay. Where's Mike? Can he kiss it and make it better?
Ow.
So not only did it hurt metaphysically, it actually hurt physically.
It actually hurt physically, yes. Oh, that breaks my heart. But I understand. Okay, so what's your number four?
A soul to keep. Now I see you like looking at what everything is.
Okay, I don't like this. There is no way you can hate how that book ended and rank it above ACOTAR. I mean, it's your ranking, so yeah, you can. You're allowed. It's fine. I'm so just saying.
In my mind, I'm thinking in this moment, obviously because I've only read book one, that I would go on to read other books in the series, if definitely not only book six, because it's different, because he's already a ghost. ACOTAR, I'm only rereading it when you tell me I need to reread it. That is not something that I would go out of my way to, like, oh, let me go ahead and read A Court of Thorns and Roses. Like, the day that that happens, I'm going to message you and be like, I've been abducted by aliens. There's been a body of the invasion snappers. Like, I just don't see, me going out of my way to pick it up. Not that it's bad. Obviously, check out our Sarah J. Maas discussion episodes. But it's just, just check out the episode and you'll know.
Yeah.
But A Soul to Keep falls in line with more with the things that I enjoy with, like, the monster and the darkness. And besides the last 20%, everything else about it was great. Like,
yeah.
And I'm hoping that if I were to read the second book, it's not going to be a continuous where she kills the main love interest every fucking book. But who knows? She might. And then I'm really going to be pissed. But it was a great concept. New world. I don't know. That's how I'm feeling. Yeah,
it's valid.
Wait, what was your number five?
No, number four, right?
I didn't write down your number five and I can't remember what you said. So will you repeat it, please?
Yeah, Sea of Ruin.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, and now your number four?
Crescent City.
Oh, okay. So we're not too far off.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely my least favorite series of SJM's books. I feel like you don't get the well, yeah, but you just go listen to the episodes.
Yeah, anything for Sarah J. Maas, just go listen to the episodes because it's multiple.
Yeah, we talk about it for like 2 hours.
Okay, so we're at number three.
Yep.
You want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I think I know what yours is going to be.
Do you want to take a guess?
Wait, hold on. What's your number three?
You're not going to guess?
No.
Sea of Ruin.
Okay, I like this. Okay, I like this.
You only like it because you know what's at the top two now. Yeah. It's the only reason why.
Yeah, pretty much. But I feel like the rankings totally make sense for who we are as people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, my number three is Throne of Glass.
Okay, so I'm really curious about your two and one because I don't know which one is one and which one is two.
Uh-huh.
So my two, which I think is going to surprise you, is Throne of Glass.
And then Bridge Kingdom is one?
And Bridge Kingdom is one for me. Do you want to know how I came up with that logic?
How?
Because
Rowan's trash?
No. Because one, I liked the how they didn't give in to each other very easily. Like, they held true to, no, I can't be with you, and all the things that we talked about in the episode. But also because Bridge Kingdom is shorter than Throne of Glass. It's two books.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to pick up two books and read that in one setting than it is seven, especially because I got to fucking get through Ton of Trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, listen to the episodes. You'll understand Jen's response to that.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm waiting with bated breath.
This is so hard.
How did you rank them?
If it were up to me, I would never rank them against each other. But ACOTAR edged out Bridge Kingdom just a little bit.
Oh.
But, like, that's only because it is a season wrap-up, and I have to do this. In my real life, like, ACOTAR and Bridge Kingdom, like, if I had to, like, make somebody read a series, it would be those two. And I would honestly probably make them read Bridge Kingdom first.
So then how did ACOTAR inch its way to number one?
Because ACOTAR just has such a special place in my heart. It's like your first love. Like, you never forget your first love. You never forget, like, that high school sweetheart that you spent a year with and, like, taught you what love is and taught you, like, what heartbreak is and how to move on and all the things. It's ACOTAR for me in my reading world. It's just, it's my first love. Is it a little inexperienced? Yeah. Is it lovely? Also, yes.
I love that comparison so much.
Yeah, it's just, it's, yeah, it's just high stakes enough that, like, you're invested in, like, their winning and, like, their triumphs, but it's so sweet and romantic that, like, you kick your feet and giddy giggle all the time, because that's who I am at heart.
I love that so much. I feel like that's a good, I think you were right. You were spot on that the lineup reflects who we
yes,
are.
Yes, 100%.
Even though we had like some say or like a few off, like our general premises of what's at the bottom and what's at the top is pretty normalized for us anyways.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, did you all read all of the books from this season? And if so, we would love to know your rankings of these books. And if you've read just ACOTAR and Bridge Kingdom, what would you put first and why? Because now I want to know.
Thank you for joining us on the journey into the shadows of love, where dark romance stories come to light.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Bones of the Story as much as we did. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to us.
And to stay updated on all things dark romance, follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, ideas, or even your own dark romance stories with us. Drop us a line at bonesofthestory@gmail.com.
Remember, our next tantalizing episode is just around the corner, so keep your hearts open and your senses sharp.
Until then, embrace the darkness and let the stories continue to stir your deepest desires.
This is Misty
and Jen
signing off from Bones of the Story.